The S&P and Nasdaq both turned negative after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced that the US Central Bank will keep interest rates near zero and will likely continue to do so until the end of 2023. He also suggested some areas of the economy will continue to struggle during the pandemic without more financial aid from the government. The Dow saw little change, closing up 0.1%, but the S&P ended the day down 0.5%, while the Nasdaq slipped 1.3%. The tech-heavy index saw Apple shares drop by more than 2.5%, while Facebook slipped down by more than 3%. Alphabet, Microsoft, Netflix and Amazon also saw falls of between 1% and 2%. But there was a big debut on the New York stock market for cloud computing company Snowflake, which surged more than 104% above its initial public offering price. It makes it the largest ever software IPO and marked the highlight of the busiest year for IPOs in more than a year. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.